Before, when he had the agreement, he interviewed at Southern Cal because he wanted to get back there, and he liked that job, and he wanted that job. He was contacted about three or four other jobs that he was not interested in. I think that this job, and again, I'm just going by what I talked with Mike about on Saturday. You need to ask Mike, but what I think is that he got an opportunity that's a tremendous opportunity to build a program, and I think that that was appealing to him. I've talked to him two or three times today about things that he's doing and trying to do. We are like father and son in a lot of ways, and I'll be asking him things, and he'll ask me things from now on. And but I think in his mind, this was a great new opportunity. And I can only say this, for the fourth time probably, that I was 100% content for this coming year to be my last year. I wanted to, as I've said before, but I think I should repeat, I wanted to get through everything we had to get through, get established, get some players here, get guys that we were comfortable with, and leave this program in a good position. And I think that's what my only goal and motivation was. And but I think Mike liked this opportunity. The only thing, there was a common agreement between the chancellor and myself that 3 years would be a good time. I did not want to make it public. I thought that was a mistake because it hurts recruiting. But because I don't run things here, I was overruled. And it was fine. We worked through it. We prepared everybody, every recruit and everything for what was going to happen. But I was perfectly content to coach the 3 years. But now that this has occurred, this change has occurred, I'm happy that it has turned this way, because I'm pretty excited about what's going to happen the next 2 or 3 years. And, we've played in the NIT 6 times, 7 times, I don't know. We don't like it. But it's better than not being invited to the NIT, like a lot of good programs are, because they're not good enough to get there. And if that's the down year, then we'll work really hard to bounce back from it. There are more losses in general now because of the competition of the leagues. You're not going to go 28-4 unless you've got a great team. And there will be those. But in our league, I mean, Duke has never, I don't know if Duke's ever finished fifth in the ACC, or it's been a long time, but it's reality. It's just competitive. It's tough. And, it's just the way of college basketball. You're going to lose more games. And even going back in the history of the Big East, there were plenty of years that we lost 10, 11 games. It was that competitive. And, but bottom line is, I'm really excited to go forward, and the players we have coming back and the staff we have. And we will get somebody else in recruiting. We will hire a very good assistant coach. Mike would have done well here. I have no question about that, because he's good. Sometimes when a successful coach leaves, let's take for example, Dean Smith. They hired somebody who really wasn't able to do the job. Then they hired somebody that's better than Dean Smith, right? So the specter of Dean Smith didn't hurt Roy Williams. Everybody picks the one like John Wooden. Well, yeah, it's hard to replace that guy. You're not going to win 10 national championships. But Mike Hopkins and whoever does come after me will be successful here, because we have a great fan base. We have great facilities. We have great administration. We have a great school. We have a great league. I just am not in a hurry. We have two guys who have already proven that they can recruit, that have already signed recruits. And that's always important. Before, when Troy Weaver was here, he got a guy named Carmelo Anthony. You know, how are you going to replace him? Well, Rob Murphy came in and got a bunch of good players. And then when he left, somebody else came in and got good players. Adrian Autry came in and got Jeremy Grant. And then we got Tyler Ennis. And then now this year, Adrian got two really good players, and Jerry got a really good center from New Jersey. So assistant coaches are important. Players generally go to the program. To use other schools as an example, I don't care who recruits at North Carolina, they're going to get players. And the same for Kansas, the same for a lot of schools. UCLA was on bad times, but those kids went, Lonzo Ball went there because it's UCLA. Kids are going to come to Syracuse, but you have to do the work. And we have two guys that have proven already that they can do the work, and we will hire somebody who has proven that he can do the work. My immediate thought was, I want to coach immediately. I want to continue to coach. I want to keep our staff intact. I want to keep our recruits here. I want to keep the continuity of the program as much as we possibly can. And we are recruiting other people as we speak that we would lose, obviously, if I would not be here. And I felt I didn't think about it, to answer your question. I didn't think about it. It was done. Yep. And I was, again, glad that John, who has been great to work with, came to me with that decision. It was, again, I don't make these decisions. I never have. The university makes them, and I've always been grateful that they thought I was the right coach here. And there, obviously, there's been bumps in the road. Losing on whatever, all kinds of bumps. There always are. And over 40 years, there's going to be a few. The university's always had confidence in me to do a good job. And I think I have. And they know I do my best every year, and that the program does its best every year to represent the university. So I was very proud that John, and grateful that John came to me with that decision, because he didn't have to. But I hope that I can live up to his expectations and make it a good decision that he's made. It'll be difficult. Mike's, he's great. He's been a great coach. Like I said, I've known Mike Hopkins since he was 16 years old. He came to our basketball camp. And, he's nobody better than Mike. And but in this business, if I was 50, I'd be happy he was getting the Washington job. I'd be thrilled. Just like when Rick Pitino got the Northeastern job and, Rob Murphy got a head coaching job. You want your coaches to get those jobs. I would have liked for Mike to take over here, but I think he's happy with what he's doing. And that's what's important. It's important for what he wants. And I'm grateful that I have two assistants who've been here. There's some coaches that get a job, they hire three new people. There's other coaches that get a new coach or two a lot. I think Rick Pitino's had 8 assistants in the last 4 years. I've had the same guys. It's a lot easier. But I'm grateful that I have those guys, and I've got the trainer I have, and the strength and conditioning coach I have, and the video guy I have, and equipment guy I have. It's good. And we'll get somebody good to come in here.